If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Josh Blue in the studio later this week. Jamie Kennedy's going to phone the program. Our buddy Nick Allen later this week also. Craig Evans in the house.
Well, while this doesn't seem like a big deal because I'm sitting, my foot fell asleep.
Oh, that's a big deal. You can't push yourself under your chair, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened.
Well, we once in a while we got to stand.
I don't like
Dr. Mina will tell you that.
Yeah. And wiggle your foot.
Yeah. Shake it all about.
Well, you know, I've been doing the same thing for many years now. And this is the first time it's happened.
You're right. Does your foot ever fall asleep in the toilet? Mine does.
Oh, yeah.
Sit there
That's mm-hmm. only because I sit there for too long.
Me too.
Well, perhaps you've been sitting there for too long. But you just sat
down.
Yeah,
but you're not pooping on the chair, so you're not grunting or anything.
We don't know that.
Good point.
I was not sitting here any longer than I normally do.
Some mornings when I walk into the office.
You cutting the vein off in your legs?
It smells like he's been pooping in the chair.
Right.
Not so much this morning.
And I have been.
Yesterday was a different case.
Could have been.
Want to push, come in and rub your foot?
Nope.
Again? Take your sock off and rub that thing with his, with his big meaty fist.
Yeah. I don't have a phobia with feet, but I don't want to rub his feet.
Come on.
Yeah.
Just put some gloves on.
Let's talk dollar amounts.
And use some of that grainy soap.
Put a big toe in your mouth, too, while you're at it.
Oh.
Little toe jam.
I'll get Craig off. You start sucking his toes. Don't ask me how I know.
You talked to that guy from the van with the X?
Push told me. Which foot?
That's the one. So you remember back in August, there was a picture of this woman up on a balcony doing a yoga pose, and she fell off.
Oh, yeah.
Did she die?
No.
Okay. How far did she fall off?
100 million feet.
Did she bang off one of the...
80, actually.
Did she hit an awning like a cartoon and bounce? I forgot how she lived.
No, she lived, but now she's doing fine. She fell 80 feet off the balcony in Mexico.
That's 8 stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, what broke her fall?
As she was practicing a yoga pose, she lost her balance, fell from the 6th floor. She broke 110 bones and had to have 11 hours of surgery. Nearly 2 months later, she says that she's recovering well despite the massive injuries.
That's still bothering you? She thinks she hears that a lot?
Says she's made significant improvements in her health.
No, because her friends aren't a bunch of bitches.
Did she make improvements in her brain because she's stupid? You don't do yoga on top of a balcony.
No, apparently not.
Yeah.
She was hanging off the railing.
That's what I mean.
I mean, come
on. She was on the railing part of it, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was hanging head first over the rail. Come on. Don't be an idiot.
Yeah, so now she's got daily physical therapy. She's going to have more surgeries in the future and whatnot.
Still doing yoga?
Don't know if she can do anything.
I'm guessing
she might not be as flexible.
Nope.
Probably not showing off anymore.
She may not be.
Which totally
flies in the face of the philosophy of yoga. You don't show off.
Oh. All right. That I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know you couldn't show off your yoga
skills. Well, if you got yoga pants, please show those off. The whole website devoted to yoga pants.
Well, you can do difficult poses in a class, but this was obviously just for show. She was showing off.
She does this, if I remember correctly, she would do this fairly often.
Oh, for the Instagram?
Probably.
Until the last time.
Yeah, since there were pictures of it.
That's showing off.
Yeah.
Gosh, she's telling that story every day to some comedian. I don't know why there's a comedian in that story. Bitches. I'd call us bitches.
He's not wrong.
No, I know he's
not. No one argued.
That's why I didn't argue. Of course we are.
No one said, nuh-uh. Elton John's new book is coming out today. It's
Speaking
called
of bitches,
Me.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like Elton John.
Yeah, he.
There was a certain point where he kind of lost me.
Well, music wise, but I mean, I just like his attitude. I like his attitude.
Before that,
any of that Lion King.
I'm still standing.
Stuff. Yeah. Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
But his tour right now is just all the old stuff, man. I remember looking at him. He's in town. Bush looked at the set list. There was like one stupid Lion King song. The rest of it was all rock and roll, man.
Yeah. I remember my uncle turning me on to Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Oh, yeah.
Liked that one a lot.
He hears Elton John talking about his struggles with addiction, and he's talking about his first time with cocaine.
I saw someone doing cocaine, and I said, what does it do? He said, well, it makes you feel free. And I thought, I was always on the outside looking in as far as like the school, and I was never a member of the gang or whatever. So I thought, I'm going to try that. Well, I liked it because I could talk. I was very shy, so I thought, this is the drug that has opened me up. I can converse, I can be, you know, verbose, I can go...
Yep, yeah. Is right.
That's it.
I saw the CBS Sunday Morning interview with her, him, and I just hate... the girl interviewed, I like her. I recognize her. She does a lot of those CBS Sunday Morning bits.
The blonde.
But when they asked about cocaine, it's like they've never heard or seen about it. It's this crazy drug that nobody should ever touch. Now, in hindsight, she's right, but it's just, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You seen the interview? It was just weird. It's like, oh, so you tried cocaine? Yeah. He's Elton John. It was the 70s. It was the 80s. He was doing cocaine.
Just once, I'd
like
to see.
Millions of people did. Millions of people did cocaine.
One of those reporters admit that they probably tried it.
Right. Oh, no.
Because they may have.
You got to treat it
like. Or just even act anything less than completely clueless.
Thank you.
Yeah. Like I always.
They always do it.
I always remember that report that Andrea Kramer did on Real Sports.
About
when
weed.
They open up the jar of bud, and she's like, well, I won't get high if I sniff it, will I?
Right, yeah.
Oh, shut up.
Shut up.
Come
Somebody
on.
Should have smacked her in the head.
Have a clue.
Yeah, maybe this reporter has never done cocaine, but certainly she knows people who have.
Of course she does.
She probably knew people who had a problem with it.
Yes, of course she did. You know the girl I'm talking about. She interviewed Lewis Black, very hot woman. She's got to be in her upper 40s. She's been around a block.
Leslie Stahl.
No. Leslie Stahl's upper 70s.
No, it's the blonde, right?
Yeah.
Interviews all these celebrities.
Yeah, she's really good. She's good. It just came off, and it's not just her. Anybody interviews people who did cocaine, they act like it's, oh, my God, you tried cocaine. And then, because he says in that interview, that was a different clip.
It's almost like it's bestiality.
Thank you. Yeah. That was a different clip than the one I saw. The one I saw was because he threw up the first time he tried it, and then he went back and he said he felt weird, and he went and tried it again, and he liked it. Right away, the same party. She said, but you threw up. And this chick's probably been drunk on Chardonnay, puked her whole life.
Tracy Smith.
Know? Yeah, and I like her.
I do, too.
But she falls into that trap that all reporters do. They act like nerds when it comes to drugs. I'm not saying they had to do cocaine. I'm saying, you're right, they knew people that did cocaine.
Yeah, she's 51 years old,
right.
Unless she lived under a rock.
And she didn't. She's been a reporter in the real world for years. New York-based, I'm guessing, you know?
Oh, that's her name.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Tracy Smith and she's Serena just one of the, Althaus yeah, right. that do most of these celebrity interviews on that show. I think they...
And she's good. She's good, but she, just like everybody else that interviews anybody about cocaine...
Mo Rocca, they throw him a bone every once in a while.
Well, a theater bone.
Over there, they just call it a bone.
He's the theater guy.
No, they give him like the old ladies.
Old lady and theater guys.
He interviews Mitzi Gaynor.
Yeah. Jesus.
He did.
Don't even say that name. It's too old, man.
But my dad loved her.
Your granddad loved her.
Yeah, it was probably grandpa.
Right.
Yeah, Tracy Smith is a fairly common name. So if you
you typed it in nude.
Well,
nude.
Duh.
I remember I asked Lewis Black if she was hot in person. He said, oh, yeah. And she did that bit on Lewis about 5 years ago.
That's right.
Did he hit that?
No, didn't ask him that. Because he would go.
And you can't. And
oh, yeah, right.
You never know if that's a yes or a no. Yeah. You don't know.
Now, in this new memoir, Elton John says that Michael Jackson came off as genuinely mentally ill. He said that he had known Michael since he was 13 or 14, the most adorable kid you could imagine. But at some point, he started sequestering himself away from the world and away from reality the way Elvis did.
Yeah, obviously.
He said God knows what prescription drugs he was being pumped full of, but every time he saw him in his later years, he came away thinking the poor guy has totally lost his marbles.
You'd think everyone close to him knew that. They just couldn't be public about it.
Well, the family wasn't around him, and everybody was a yes man.
He was a lot of people's cash cow. Right.
He said Michael Jackson was genuinely mentally ill, a disturbing person to be around. He described
Especially
one time when he invited Michael Jackson to a party of his. He said that at some point, Michael apparently got bored or something, wandered off, and was later found playing with Elton's housekeeper's son. He said for whatever reason, he just couldn't seem to cope with adult company at all.
Well, he wasn't sexually attracted to adults.
Or maybe he didn't even want to converse with him. Just couldn't relate.
Right.
The nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
God, I hate this story, but I got to do it.
The 2020 nominees.
Because it pisses me off. And I'm
for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
By the way, I'm not hating on young bands. A lot of young bands deserve to be in after the other bands.
But this is the Hall of Fame that draws, well, at least most of our ire.
Right. And not just us. You see it everywhere.
I mean, there's exceptions in every Hall of Fame. People that we think should be in there. Toys that we think shouldn't be in there.
Well, the toy one, they all eventually all let them in.
And that's how they should.
Yeah.
It's the Hall of Fame.
I'm looking at some bad memes. Go ahead. You got the list there. I had a list right here, but I lost it. And I agree with
him.
A buddy of ours posted his list, and I agree with him because he's an old rock guy.
Of this year's nominees, 9 are first-timers on the ballot. The actual inductees will be announced in January. So the nominees this time around, should these people be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Well, I'm going to answer these questions now. Like, should they be in there before the bands?
Right.
I'm going to hate on a couple of these bands, but they shouldn't be in before the other bands.
Pat Benatar.
Yes, of course. See, did you think she was in there?
I assumed.
You assumed. Right.
I would have guessed she was already in there.
But she's amazing.
She is a first-time nominee.
Dave Matthews Band.
No. I'm not saying not in the future, but not now.
Too soon?
Well, not too soon, just not before these bands.
Yeah, not before the ones that he's going to say yes to.
Right.
So they get to the front of the line.
Yes, they do.
Hell yeah.
If you were running the show.
Well, there's actually bands in here that aren't on here that I still want. Bad Company's not on here.
Ridiculous.
Think about it. Ridiculous.
Grand Funk's not on there.
Hello. They were the number one touring act in the country for 3 years in the 70s.
Depeche Mode is on the list.
People like that band. Not a big fan, but of course they're famous enough, yes.
Yeah.
But not before other bands.
But not before Pat Benatar.
No, not before Benatar, not before Bad Company. Well, here's another one on here that you thought, I know you thought these guys were in.
The Doobie Brothers.
Yes.
Yeah, I would have assumed.
Hello, yeah.
Whitney Houston?
No.
No.
She's not rock and roll.
They've already bastardized that anyway.
Yeah, and that's too bad.
You know, Madonna's huge. She's famous, but she's not rock and roll.
Janet Jackson.
Thank you. That was worse than Madonna, Who, by the way, didn't sing live because she doesn't.
Well, she said she was mad at HBO about the thing about Michael.
Plus, she didn't have a live band.
Yeah.
Can't you just push play and record back there?
Judas Priest.
Of course.
Is nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of
Fame. All the heavy metal bands that are in there now are because of Judas Priest and Sabbath.
Yeah. Kraftwerk.
They were pretty big, but not before.
They were innovative.
Another band that you're going to mention next that inspired tons of famous people.
And not everyone is aware of this band, MC5.
Right. One of the first rock heavy metal bands ever.
Hands down, they should be in.
Yeah, no question they should be in. Should Motorhead be in?
Yeah, they will be. Yes.
What about Nine Inch Nails?
No. Not before these other bands.
Eventually,
yes.
Yeah, they deserve a spot, I think.
The Notorious B.I.G.
Nope, never.
No.
And even then, we're going because
it's not rock and roll. That's where I'm going with that, yeah.
Rufus featuring Chaka Khan.
Maybe Chaka Khan. Rufus didn't do much.
He was big in, he's regionally big in Memphis.
Yeah, I know. Well, we remember that band. I don't know about that. It's funk. I liked her, but whatever. Next one should be in, of course.
Todd Rundgren.
Hello.
Should be in there.
Soundgarden should be in there eventually.
Soundgarden, but should they do it soon?
Not before these other bands.
I would make a case for them going in now.
No, not compared to everything else we mentioned.
Should Soundgarden go in before T-Rex?
No, hell no.
Should Soundgarden go in before Thin Lizzy?
Hell no.
Hell no!
Now, Soundgarden will go in eventually.
Well, I'm representing a different perspective here.
The wrong one.
Well, no, the newer bands are fine. The new bands are influenced. They're pissed off that they're not. I remember when GNR was inducted, they said, it's crazy. These bands that we love are not in here before us. Because rock bands like old rock bands. That's why you're a new rock band. You like old rock bands.
My dad is still pissed that former Viking Jim Marshall is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, man.
That's one.
Really? That's just stupid.
That's a pretty big snub.
That's just stupid.
It is.
He deserves some kind of Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Not even like a Vikings Ring of Honor.
Are you
or
a Speedwagon, Journey? None of those bands are in there. They're not in there. You know, just crazy, crazy popular bands with 1,000 hits. I just named 2. You assume are in. Right.
Yeah. How's Journey not in there?
Exactly.
I would argue
really?
Against them.
You don't like them personally, but how's it not how they're not in there?
Yeah. How are they not in there?
They were quite successful.
Absolutely.
Hello, still are.
Absolutely.
But which Steve Perry are you putting in with Journey?
Steve Perry.
The original Steve Perry?
Of course, yes.
Or all three Steve
that
Perrys?
Guy. Steve Perry.
At least the first and the third. I don't know about the second one.
No, they won't put anybody else in but Steve Perry. It'll be the original band. The other guys are cover artists.
Yeah. They are.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I think they did put Journey in just a couple years ago. Because Steve Perry was there, but he didn't sing. And the other guy
You're
did.
You're right, Puss. They might have made it. You're right.
They did.
Yeah, REO's not in there.
That was just in the last couple of years.
There's a bunch of bands in the late 70s, early 80s that aren't in there that should be. But, you know, you're not going to see it anytime soon.
I was trying to decide if I imagined that or if that was actual memory.
I think you're right, Puss.
2017.
Yeah.
We even bitch about the bands that made it.
Well, we forget.
Yeah, because Steve Perry showed up
and
spoke and accepted the statue, but he did not sing.
Paul Rogers.
So you think it should be like football, or there should be a certain waiting period?
Well, no, I just think...
There is.
There is. It's
25 years after your first album.
Okay.
But the bands that were influenced by the bands before them, should go in first, because they were just popular their day.
They should be in chronological order.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds simpler.
Yep.
But you're depending on a bunch of critics and industry people to make these decisions.
Yeah, right.
And critics suck.
Yep, they're dicks.
They're snobby.
They are. Read any you know...
Oh, yeah.
Even the local people that, you know, write for your newspaper or whatever, you know, they like stuff that nobody likes.
Oh, yeah, they're way more sophisticated than you are.
No, nobody likes that crap. We read that crap.
They're cool because 4 people showed up to see them. Those people know.
Exactly.
If it gets to 10, they've sold
4
out.
4 people, that includes the sound man.
Four Texas federal prison inmates were caught late Saturday after being seen leaving the grounds.
Here endeth this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame bitch fest.
No.
No.
Oh, we're not done
yet? Come back in January.
They haven't announced them yet.
Yeah, in January when they give us the actual inductees.
Yeah.
Well, he did say this year's.
True.
Actual bitch.
Well, I was going Rock and Roll Hall of Fame calendar year.
We bitched when they pick them.
Yes.
Unless we like them.
And then there's one or two times other times throughout the year when it comes up, and we bitch about it then.
Yeah, it comes up a few times a year.
Four Texas federal prison inmates were caught late Saturday after being seen leaving the grounds of the federal prison camp in Beaumont and cutting through a ranch. Now,
this is one of those grounds you can work in the field and just walk away if you could.
Oh,
and they trust them, and they, but they still catch them eventually, right?
Yeah.
They're not dangerous.
These guys, they just walked away. Now, here's the thing.
It's just too tempting.
Here's the thing. These guys would walk away all the time.
Right.
They went and got stuff at the store, and then they'd come back. They would do this all the time.
Yeah.
And so finally, the bosses heard about it and said, hey, those guys are always leaving and coming back. And so they finally watched them. And they watched them leave. They were caught, leaving
back?
At the time. Huh?
Well, were they planning on coming back?
They came back every time.
Yeah, like with snacks for snacks for everybody else.
Yes!
I got Skittles.
Snacks and alcohol.
Yeah. Oh, alcohol.
Yeah. The officers were conducting surveillance behind the prison because there was repeated reports of these guys just going to get stuff and bringing it back in. They would bring in bottles of whiskey and cell phones. They got busted. They were charged with escape. The camp is a minimum security lockup. Now, back in July, a couple of inmates serving long sentences on drug convictions left from the camp and just didn't come back. They haven't been caught yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's an easy prison escape if you can just leave.
Right. KDFM reported that it had documented several times in the last 18 months where prisoners go in and out and pick up contraband left for them somewhere. Back in January, a prisoner got busted trying to sneak back in the camp with snacks, alcohol, tobacco, and even cooked food.
But they were coming back.
They do. They come back.
So he wanted a burrito.
Yeah.
Let him have the burrito. He came back.
And whiskey.
All right. Well, that's
Jameson.
Probably a problem.
Yeah. They might look bad on the alcohol part, but...
But they were coming back.
They were coming back. I got more time to kill here.
Prisoners with a heart of gold.
Whole Texas thing kind of surprises me that they didn't get shot, but apparently...
They're white.
Texas cops just like to shoot people in their homes.
Black guys at their homes. And black women.
More specifically, yes.
Yep. That's how Texas rolls. Jesus.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.